Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, everybody. We are back with another episode of Hold Up. I'm your host, Josh Johnson, writer for The Daily Show, and joining me is my co-host, Dulce Sloan, correspondent for The Daily Show. And we're getting right into it, you know? I know that there's a lot going on in the world. I know there's big things. There's wars. There's market crashes. We're not going to be talking about any of that. We're talking about stuff that probably doesn't even matter at all to anybody but us. And we're talking about today, staycation versus vacation. Where do you stand? Where do you land? What do you want to go on more? And I'm not going to put this on you. I'm just saying that it seems to me like you are a vacation kind of gal. I'm a staycation dude. I'm a homebody. Because for me, I'm just gonna throw this out there, and this is not pointed, but just you're gonna catch some bass in my voice.
Okay.
All right? You're gonna catch some tone. Okay.
Oh.
I cannot stand the fact that a vacation includes a trip to the airport, a trip to a bus station, a trip. Like, I like to already be places. I don't like to travel. People say they like traveling. You like to already be there. The airport is a nightmare.
Okay, so you want to be able to teleport. That's what that sounds like.
100%.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of attacks, like the actual social attacks at an airport that I have to go through to have a vacation. It doesn't make any sense.
Do you have clear and pre-check?
I have clear. I have pre-check, but you know what? Sometimes those close. I didn't even know that was possible.
Bro,
but sometimes
nobody
just close them.
Not only will they be closed, they won't be open early enough. Then customs also closes, as if planes don't land daily. So it's like you should at least see, like, when's the earliest flight coming in from an international flight? Be open. When's the latest flight leaving? Be fucking open. Who invented this nonsense? We know who did it, but we won't have to talk about them. We know who did this. We know who did it. Have you considered taking a vacation in a car? Like, well, you don't drive.
No, I can't drive. So, no, I have not considered taking a vacation in a car. That would be a car accident almost immediately.
Okay. Well, I think you should try. Ooh, you can do, like, the best of both worlds. Like, you know, remember when everybody was like, had left the city and was like, just took over the mountains of upstate New York and all these other places, like the Poconos, which, full disclosure, for most of my life, I thought was islands.
I'm just finding out they're not islands right now.
See? Don't they sound like islands?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're fucking mountains.
It also sounds like islands we don't fully understand.
Right. So it's like, oh, we're going to the Poconos. So if you say that word to me, you're telling me it's a vacation. I'm hearing the word Poconos. I expected fucking mountains in New York. That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Just landlocked. Just higher altitudes. Sounds nuts. Have you considered, because then you can get like the best of both worlds. You drive up to a cabin and then you're staying in a cabin. So you're getting your staycation, but you're just not at your house.
No, because at my home, I know where everything is. This cabin, this cabin, you know, how do we know there's not murders? How do we know there's not somebody waiting? You know what I mean? The cabin is where the stuff happens from the movie.
You're right. That's why I don't like going up there. I'll say for me, it depends. But I think because we have been in a Panorama, a Panasonic, a Pan Dulce, a Popeyes for the past 2 years, my desire Because, like, I'm a beach person, right? Because, like, my family's from Miami. I was born there. We used to live there. So, like, for me, vacation means beach. Period. Don't look at me and go, like, oh, we're going to, like, somewhere that's not a any geographical place that's not a beach for vacation. I'm going to look at you like you're nuts.
You don't want to go to Montana. You don't want to. I mean, because here's the thing.
Fuck, do I look like?
The other thing about vacations that I can't stand is that there's a pressure to, like, have fun and do activities and like, really be out there. Whereas a staycation, now it's all up to you. Do you want Netflix? Do you want to just relax? Do you want to sleep? That's all happening. It's happening at home.
I have been on vacation with people, and it's been chill as shit. And we're doing whatever we're doing, whenever we do it. And then there's other people that want to give you, like, a full itinerary and itemize. And I'm like, this is not relaxing. Because I don't like to do this in my life. So it's like, also, like, you'll go on vacation with people and they don't want to spend money on food.
Wait, what?
It's like, I've gone on vacations with people and it's like, well, I don't want to spend a bunch of money on food. And you're like, bitch, what are you talking about? Like, I'm going on vacation. It's like, well, we can just get McDonald's. I am not eating anywhere where I can eat where I live.
Do you want to know what that is, though? Hmm. That is a staycation person going on a vacation.
No, that's a broke person going on vacation. That's a broke person going on vacation. You should have stayed home. You should have stayed home. It's like, I now, like, when I go on vacation, I want a, like, a hotel room that has, like, even if it's a kitchenette or something, right? Because, like, you want to be able to have, like, little snackies. And so you have a place that has, like, a little kitchen area so you can keep the cold cuts cold. Okay? Keeps cold cuts cold. Nobody's eating hot cold cuts. That's how you get sick. You get some nice fruits. You bring you some watermelon, nice little treats. Get you some cold drinks. And then you have a nice day on the beach. You are not about this.
No, because you know what you're describing is home.
No, like, ding dong.
That's home to me. I already got the cold cuts. I already got them cold, not warm. I already got the fruits and the veggies. I'm doing all of my things at home. And this is the other thing about vacations is that people always end up doing my stuff out there. So then you go all the way to Colombia.
Being a person.
I mean, you go all the way to Colombia to watch Netflix, to watch Colombian Netflix. I got my American Netflix.
Listen, once it's like, because like when I went to Turks and Caicos, like a lot of those resort places, people have been at the beach all day long. So they're probably going to be exhausted. So like some places don't like, so it didn't have like a lot of nightlife. It's like a family place. Like I had to meet people that lived there. Remember I told you I went on that date that just ended up being a family outing?
Yeah.
Right. Just wow. Just for the listeners. I went on a boat tour. Was hanging out with like 20 middle-aged white people from New Jersey because they were also on the boat. We had a great time. But one of the guys that was working on the boat, I think it was like this, he wasn't the captain. Captain was married because I would have gone for the captain. But they're because, you know, you got to go for the nigga in charge. Why would I go for the assistant? That sounds crazy. So, but he was a nice man. We hung out. He's like, okay, I want to take you out. And I was like, sure. He's like, yeah, there's this bar we all go to. I said, okay, cool. I did want to do some stuff where it was just like being on the resort all day. So he comes and picks me up. And when I see him, there's a like older woman in the front seat drinking a Corona. And I was like, am I going to get kidnapped? This is annoying. But I met some girls from Atlanta. And, you know, we don't play that game. So they took pictures of him when he wasn't looking. And then they took pictures of the car. And the girl, one of the girls was like, she's like, you're coming back. And I was like, thank you so much.
Look, once again, these are vacation things. I don't have to take pictures of anything, anybody.
But I used to do this in college, like when like the younger girls would have a guy like come and pick them up. I'm like, where'd you meet him? Oh, we met in something like this is like early 2000s. So they might have met on like something like Black Planet or College Club, something stupid like that. So if none of our friends knew who he was. We took a picture of him, took a picture of the license plate. And he's like, wow, why would y'all do this? I'm like, because she's coming back. That's why. We're not going to have no casualties in here. And some of them would get so spooked. One dude just left the girl. He was like, I don't want to deal with this. And I was like, see, you would have ended up on the news. You're welcome. But
I mean, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. That seems.
Why he's so upset. Pretty. Why he's so bothered by this. Right. So I go hang. So like it's his auntie in the car and then his cousin's in the back seat. And then come to find out later, the reason all of the auntie and the cousin were in the car because it was the auntie's car. Right. So these are. But I still had a fun time. I had an experience. He tried to con me into starting a jet skiing business. I was like, absolutely not. I don't know your last name. But he was a nice man. Glad I didn't give him the cookies because he was poor. But what I'm saying is you go on vacations to have adventures, right? But the other girls I was hanging out with, they stayed at the resort the entire time because it's an all-inclusive resort. And one of the girls was like, she's like, I'm getting my money's worth. I'm drinking everything. I'm eating all of the food. I am not leaving this resort because I paid the money. Me, on the other hand, I was just like, I've been on this resort for 3 days. I was there from a Wednesday to a Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
By like
now maybe
Friday.
I just haven't been to as many places as you. So then maybe that's part of what's happening. But I'll tell you right now, there are adventures at home. There are adventures that you can have that you would have never. One time, I lost my remote. And I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it anywhere. And I looked up and down. I was tossing cushions. I was, you know, everything, right? And eventually, I just started walking up to the TV every time that I had changed a channel, right? And then one day in my staycation, 3-day staycation, then on the third day, I open one of the drawers in my kitchen. Boom, remote's right there, all right? Now, I don't know how it got there. Now, I got an adventure and a mystery. And I didn't even have to leave home.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
What are you think talking that was about?
Also, you must have had cable because you can't change a stream of service without a remote control.
I don't know why my thing is sad and your thing is normal. All right. I don't know why that happened at all.
Listen, I went on an adventure with strangers. Okay. I found out about the little dogs they have on the island. I saw all the islands. I was parasailing. Okay. I found out that I could not ride a horse on the beach because there's a weight limit on these horses. I now have a joke about it because I was like, where did you get these weak ass horses from? You see what I'm saying? Like horses used to be able to put armor on people and then armor on horses. And then we'd go to war. So I'm like, where did you get these horses from?
Look, I'll tell you right now, I also have had some riveting staycations. One time I had a dream about a turtle and it was wild. Woke up sweating, everything.
How do I hang up?
Why would you?
Can I hang up?
No, why would you? Why would you hang up? I'm making good points.
I would hang up. You cannot tell me about a dream about a turtle and compare that to me and another girl swag surfing in the sky. It doesn't work that way. No.
It worked that way for me. I had palpitations.
Absolutely not.
I was.
Absolutely not. Listen, this money, you can't take it with you. Okay. First and foremost, can't take this money with you. You work hard. You might as well spend it. This is the thing about vacations, though. It's like sometimes it's like vacations come to an end. So it's vacations come to an end because you have to take your ass back to work, right? So that's the hardest part of either being on a vacation or a staycation. You know, you have to now go back. Well, I guess when a staycation ends, you just wake up, I guess.
Boom. Thank you. That's what I was going to say.
Wow.
That is exactly what I was going to say.
Because you just go to work. Like, that's it. You just go to
you,
every
you
weekend.
Stressing, no. Missing flights, you know.
Listen.
Oh, how do I get back? I get back on the train.
Sir.
Excuse me while I blow my nose. I did not expect this to happen while we were recording.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I think about all the places that I wanted to go as like a kid. Like recently, didn't you go to Hawaii with your mom?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't.
That was for them. That wasn't for me.
Wow.
That's. I'm trying to give my mom and my aunt a better life.
All right? I hear you.
So that's just something that I thought that they would enjoy. I, on the other hand, I could have stayed home. I could have watched all the I was binging at the time, so then I had to quit binging. And then get on a plane and watch it on a plane on a tiny screen. Then I had to get to Hawaii, which is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's beautiful. There's beaches. There's like, you know, scantily clad people. And there's sun and all the stuff.
You strike me as somebody who doesn't like the beach. Like, you make me think you're someone who doesn't like the beach.
It's just itchy dirt. It's just when you step in sand.
Have you heard Jay Jordan's joke?
Hmm.
Where he says, sand is just gay dirt.
Wow. Wow, never heard him say it.
He said it.
Jay is so funny.
Fella, he's so funny. Y'all have to look him up. But it's like, I went to Hawaii back in March because like we had some off time from the show and I wanted to go, but I was like, I don't know anybody in Hawaii. I want to go. Just because it's like, I grew up in the 90s. They sent everybody on every TV show to Hawaii. So it's been like propped up to us for generations. And I was like, I want to go, but I don't want to go by myself. Because I definitely went to Turks and Caicos by myself. But I was like, there's black people here. I'll be fine. But Hawaii, I don't know them cats. And it's way on the other side of the planet. It's literally right in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You have no backup. So it's like, I don't know nobody out here. And then my big brother, Tom Bell, an amazing comic, and stays on a TV show. He was doing shows out there. So I was like, my brother going, I'm going to go with him. Mm-hmm. I go out there. We have fun. I meet a young man. I come back, in April. And then I hung out with him. But then I got to go like to more of the beaches and see, you know, he took me all around to see the island because we were on Oahu. When you went, where were you? Oahu or Maui?
I was in Maui. And I'll say this even, you know, you mentioned, you know, what's the best way to put it? The brief and exciting romance on a vacation, you know? Mm-hmm. There's something about meeting a person on vacation and, you know, it's like new and it's fresh. And then it's like, ooh, I'm going to have to leave soon. So how far is this going to go? I'm into the whole romance novel aspect of romance vacations. But you know what? A staycation? Hey, you can come back anytime. All right. You can come back whenever you want.
I hear you. But for that to work, you already have to have somebody on the hook before your staycation starts. And also, I thought this was going to be a brief moment. And then this man was trying to marry me, which I did not see coming. And I was like, hey, I just want this to be like a fun, casual thing.
And trying to make it a staycation. He was trying to make it a staycation because then if he had married you and you had moved, my man is doing the same things that I'm talking about doing. You know, it's like you meet someone on vacation and you make it a staycation because you fall for him.
I was not going to move to Hawaii. I have so much work to do. Like you said, I'm trying to get my mom a better life. I can't do that in Hawaii. I can't. I don't know what job I'm supposed to have. that was going to keep Mary Ann Hill from working, but it did not exist on that particular island. But like the here's the best example of a staycation. I was just in London for the past month shooting a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a work trip, but I wasn't working all the time. And then for me, sometimes when I'm in a new place, because like I waited to do all the real touristy stuff till my mom came.
Mm-hmm.
So the first week we were with, wait, you were there.
I was there. I was waiting for you to remember that I was also there. But
I was waiting for you to mention that you were also there.
I didn't want to interrupt, you know? I know that we argue on this show, but I don't want to be rude.
Okay, I hear it. I get you.
Yep.
But like we were there for like, I was there for a month. You were there for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were days we weren't working.
Mm-hmm.
But there were days we weren't working, but like I didn't feel like running around London. And I'm sure there were some days where you didn't feel like running around London. So
I mean, I didn't feel like running around London because my chest popped off.
Oh, yeah. What happened with that? Because you had to get that Russian ibuprofen.
This is why staycations are better. I'll tell you right now. So I'm in London and I'm just doing a regular bench press. I'm not trying to be a hero. I'm not trying to save any lives. I'm not trying to lift a car off a baby or anything. I'm doing a regular bench press that I normally do. And I just hear a pop and I feel a tear and I re-rack the bar and my arm is not cooperating. I'm sitting there swelling. Like you saw me. I can't believe I went to the museum. You saw me like 2 hours after it happened. And so I don't know what to do because I just got this like boulder on the left side of my chest. And if I had been home doing a staycation, doing a bench press, I would have known what doctor to go to. I don't even know if they'll see me because I'm not from here. And apparently the healthcare is free, but is it free for everybody? Do they just have like healthcare spilling out the back of trucks? Or do I need to go fill out a form? So,
right. You
know, staycation is even better for getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean, one, that's your fault for working out while you was on vacation. That's on you.
I mean, wow. Okay.
You wasn't going to get out of shape in a week.
Yeah, but I'm
like, the shape wasn't going to change. Like, you wasn't going to stop being a trapezoid. You weren't all of a sudden going to be like a rhombus.
Huge. I want to be one of those big. You know what? I'll go on vacation when I'm torn and ripped like Michael B. Jordan.
I want this for you. You've been talking about it for years. And
well, you don't have to remind me how long I've been trying.
I mean, listen, we know that I've been trying to do various things with my body and they have not been coming to fruition. But it's just like, I hear you on this because I was really trying to figure out because for my birthday, I was like, oh, I'm going to go to LA for a couple days. But then literally this morning, I was just like, what if I did?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you had a staycation with all the people you already know in New York to come through, because
but as you get older. The last 2 years for my birthday with everybody in New York. And I haven't been able to see my LA friends. So for me, it's like, you know, getting reacquainted with people. And also it's like I've been to LA a few times, but it's like it's always been for work. So then you can't be around anybody because you got to make sure you don't catch the Roni. So I've done a staycation before and it's like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm going to do some more crafting. And then I just really give myself permission to just lay down.
Which is the best. I don't know why people are trying to have ambitious staycations, okay? It was made for you to lay where you lay, for you to eat where you eat. It's absolutely perfect, all right? The people that are out here trying to go to other countries and like see other cultures and stuff, it's like, what you trying to prove? All right.
So you don't want to travel.
You're worldly.
So wait. So you don't want to travel at all. You don't want to go to another place.
All I'll say is this. I go places. I do things like I went to London, go to Canada. I go places for shows. I'm a person that goes out. I'm just saying I would rather stay at home. All right, with a good book, because that's the other thing I do on vacation. Vacations, I end up buying books that then I just wish I was home reading. Because then you buy a book on vacation, and then everybody's like, no, come to the beach with us, everything like that. And then after a
while, people read books on the beach all the time.
I don't want sand in my pages. I don't want the binding of my book to be dirtied with the soiled sweat of the earth.
Wow. Okay, so you can sit by the pool, because most hotels have pools. You can sit by the pool and read a book.
And get splashed with chlorine on my pristine new book?
Listen, I can't want this for you. I'm just trying to figure out. I guess I understand, like, there's times that I really want to be home, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's times where I'm just like, I think the other thing for me is, like, I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
So being in my house by myself for an extended period of time just makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there was another human being in my house, or maybe even a cat, there was another living creature in my house. Well, a mother mammal. There's another mammal in my house.
Mm-hmm. Another, more and more specific every time.
I know. So if someone I can hug in here, then I might be more inclined to be home more. But, like, I remember I was, like, out, like, a couple months ago. And one of my friends were like, ah, it's, like, 1 a.m. Are you going home? And I was like, why? There's nobody at my house. And he just started laughing. I was like, what? Yeah, he's like, it's very.
That's like, fair enough.
I've no one to go home to. I'm going to get in the house. When I left, it was just me. When I got home, it was just me. These dishes only get washed when I feel like doing them. And I never feel like doing them. So I think for me, like going on trips and stuff, it's like, it's really just me trying to get to the beach. But I think that's like the beach is like a relaxing place for me.
Okay, so how about this? I'll pitch you this. I'll ask you this. If you live somewhere with a beach, would you go on vacations? If the beach was already there, it's already outside the window. You can see it. You can just peek out your blinds and see the beach. You know, you can just stare at it out your window like a pervert.
Right.
You still going on vacations now?
I don't know.
Because that's my thing, is that if you got the right environment, a staycation is better than a vacation because you already know you want to be at the place that you are.
Well, I guess like that's why I started buying better seats on planes. Because the hardest part was just like just being hemmed up, just trapped in this tube in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Trying not to pee because I'm in a window seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to climb over the two other adults. What all I'm just trying to do is just, you know, look for the latrine. So just that. So like just traveling in a different way. And like, I remember there was one time I was in LAX and I don't know if some flights had gotten canceled or what happened, but there were people fucking everywhere. I was like, is this a bus station? What the hell happened in here? Because I was like, because like Costa was telling me, he's like, oh, you should get a membership in the Delta Lounge, the American Lounge. I'm like, ah. And there was 1,000 humans, truly, thousands of people, and it was stressing me out. So I was like, let me go in the Delta Sky Club. And I walked in there, and I was like, is the air different in here? Like, it was just a different vibe because it wasn't a million people stressed out about getting on a plane.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So you went to an airport. And you were getting overwhelmed by the amount of people around you and their franticness. Their chaos was coming at you funny. So you wanted to get away from that. So you went to a sky lounge, which is only replicating a staycation.
A sky lounge is not representing a staycation. And you know good and damn well it's not. It's a whole bar in here.
How is it not? Free
because you're still trying. It's a lounge, Josh. It's not. I'm currently in the green room of the show. I don't think I'm in a living room. I know I'm in a room that is designated for people to wait in.
It's not a lounge that moves. It's a lounge that stays right where it is. You know,
the whole airport doesn't move. I still have to leave this lounge to go to my flight. No, this may. This is a flimsy.
I think you're making my point for me.
I am not making a point for you. Because how about this? They could make the whole airport. That's the thing. They had to make it exclusive because like if you're in a first class seat, you automatically get it, right? When you are paying, to have a different type of experience, then there is going to be food and drinks because I paid you more to not be in the franticness of the people who are getting on a Spirit airline flight or whatever, or Group Nine. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why this is going to sound very elite. Some people are going to be upset, but that's not my problem. And I do not know what
you
to
really
tell
you. Came for Group Nine. That's
listen, you think I wasn't in Group Nine? You think when I started traveling, we've all been in Group Nine. When you start going on the road, you are in Group 8, Group 9, Group 6. And then when you start racking up these frequent flyer miles because you work, the more frequent flyer miles you get, the earlier you can get on a plane. So I'm always going to be Sky Priority, no matter where I sit on this plane, because I have 400,000 miles with Delta.
I think that, you know, we should also point out that Group 9, if you're not aware, if you're a listener and you're not actually someone who's had the misfortune of being in Group 9, you're basically outside the plane.
Yeah, you're holding on to the wing.
Seat on the wing, yeah.
You're that monster on that episode of Twilight Zone who is terrorizing a very young William Shatner. Like, you are holding on to the plane for dear life. Also, by the time they get to Group 9, if you don't have a backpack, that rolling bag's not getting on the plane in Group 9. It's just not.
No.
They didn't
they
make
tell
it
you ahead of time. They tell They're you, like, don't even try.
Don't even try. You are in Group 9. Go ahead and gate check this. Stop playing with people. So when you start traveling, it's you. So you work your way up.
So can I throw this out there to you? You know what type of place does not have this sort of hierarchy where you have to work your way up through money and time and expenses is a home. You know?
I don't have to. Nope.
I don't have to sit in my basement for, 30 extra minutes because I'm in Group 9.
First of all, you don't have a basement.
You don't know my life like that.
I do know your life like that. I know you don't have a basement.
Don't put my business out there. Maybe
you don't have a basement
that you never heard of.
No,
maybe,
no.
Maybe there's a basement. Look,
You don't have a basement. The building you're in might have a basement, but where you stay ain't got no basement. So let's not play this game. We are only dealing with true facts and experiences. And in your experience, your black ass ain't got no basement. So I don't want to play this game, okay? And the thing is, because of time and experience spent, don't you live in a better apartment now than you did when you first moved to New York?
See, I want to give it to you, but those are leases.
It's not about a lease. You're talking about a staycation. So where you stay is going to determine how your vacation goes, right? So when you were in your very first apartment in New York with whoever you were staying with, would you want, when you do a staycation, you're like a solid week at home doing nothing?
100%.
So your first apartment, when you first moved to New York, would you have wanted to do a staycation in that apartment?
I don't even know if I want to talk about it, you know?
No.
Yeah. I mean, my first apartment in New York was a hallway. So that's to your point, I see what you mean. That is that you work your way up eventually. I guess I just feel like since I've lived in the same apartment for years now,
But you had to work and invest time to get to the point where you could afford to live in an apartment that you would stay in for a week because your other apartment was a tornado drill.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, that's not a place you wanted to staycation. No. Where you stay now is someplace you want to staycation. So if you're living in a situation like that, you would not want to stay there. You would put your coins together, peel them apart if you got to, you would collect your coins together and get on that jet food flight because you can get an $80 ticket to the Caribbean on JetBlue and be in a nice seat and take luggage with you.
I didn't know those things.
They got some. Listen, it's not that expensive to get to the Bahamas. It's really not. That's how people always go. Bahamas is not that expensive to go to. That's why I was like, listen, if I can't deal with a man who can at least get me to the Bahamas, bro, we ain't. Why am I letting you see my titties? It's stupid.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Look, peak staycation versus peak vacation. I'm trying to staycation every time. I want to get enough money to have a nice enough house to where I never want to leave. And that's the ultimate staycation experience.
But do you not want to leave because your house is so expensive?
Yeah, I probably can't afford to leave now. Like, not now, I have to stay.
Well, that was the crazy thing. Like, this is what kind of happened, like, because of the Roni, where it was like, that's why we ran out of furniture, because everybody was in their apartments being like, oh, wait a minute. I got to be in here all day, every day, mm-hmm. for months? Mm-hmm. Oh, we mm-hmm. need to change this shit up. I'm losing my mind in here. Because that was the thing I think I got, like, a lot of, that's why so many people, like, left New York. Because it's like, you leave for work at, like, 8 in the morning, you might not come, and just, oh, if you go... You might not come back until 8 to 10 o'clock at night or even later. And then you just go to sleep. So you weren't even in your apartment that long. So you're like, I can handle this. You know, yes, the door, the bathroom door hits the toilet when I open the door. But I'm not here that often anyway. It don't matter. And then mm-hmm. now you're in there because of the Roni. And it's like, oh, shit, this is, I got to get the hell up out of here. You know that feeling that you get when you're on vacation? Like, you don't have any response. Like, you don't like that feeling?
I have that feeling at home. And here's the
thing. There's no way.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
I get that feeling hard at home.
How? You're home.
Yeah. I don't care about anything. I'm like, ooh. You know what's about to get read? This book. You know what's about to get watched? This show. Oh, I'm in it. I seamless to my apartment because I know what's near me. Oof. I don't even think you'd be ready for the level of staycation experience that I experience. I think your mind would be blown.
It's not just reading a book and ordering food you eat all the time.
What can I say? I got a good life.
I can't stand you.
I will say though, the thing that you mentioned about vacations and how it, especially in the pandemic, people want to get out there and have new experiences. I understand that. Like, I get that. It's not even about new experiences.
It's just like leaving. You weren't in your house shaking in mm-hmm. fear for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I'm finally not mortified to step outside my house. What if we got on a plane?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's the campaign. It's like, that makes sense. And I do understand the feeling of just like being in your house and not having to do anything. But I think a staycation is just a weekend.
Ooh. That's where I have to slow you down. That's where I have to back you up. That's where I have to stop you. Okay?
You have never talked to me like this before.
A staycation is as long as the imagination lets it go.
A staycation is for as long as you are on vacation. Then the next day you wake up and go to work.
Yeah, but you can be on staycation until the minute you leave that apartment, that house, that condo, that trailer, that car. It's about the mind. You know, you're the one that's like hooked on the parameters of an itinerary. You have to be on that flight by a certain time or else you're not coming back.
Planes fly daily. You can always get a plane back. You can always get a plane back, okay. Baby.
No, fair. Yeah, fair enough. That makes sense. I see what you mean now of how vacations can be great and why people want to go on them. I'm with you.
See, and I also can understand because, like, ever since, like, this thing started to open back up, I was like, oh, this feels too open. Like, I don't.
Yeah, some people are nasty. Some people, you're like, oh, you should still be in lockdown.
Yeah, you should still be in lockdown. You should be in handcuffs. So, yeah, it's like, I understand. But what I do also like, this is what I like when I'm on vacation. I don't like running around and doing a bunch of shit. Because, like, I guess why I like getting, like, a hotel with, like, a balcony or, like, an Airbnb with, like, a balcony. Like, I'm going to be able to just sit outside and enjoy the air of another place. I don't like running around having a full itinerary. So, it's like, I guess sometimes I'll do a staycation while I'm on a vacation. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I want to get not only just your thoughts, but the thoughts of the listeners. Let us know what you think. You know, are you a vacation person, a staycation person? Do you think one of us is absolutely crazy? It's probably me. I understand that I have very unpopular opinions about things.
A lot of people probably agree with you. They're like, no, I'm trying to stay in a house. You know, because sometimes...
I feel like a rich person agrees with me. I feel like... I feel like anybody with money is probably going to agree with me. I'm just glad that we could find some common ground, you know? I want to thank you, Dulce, for being a co-host with me. I want to thank you, the listener, for listening to the episode. And we're going to be back next week with an all-new Hold Up. Listen to Hold Up on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.